Stats New Zealand is considering changes to the census, moving away from a traditional survey to a more modern system that uses administrative data from other government departments. Last year, 5 million people were counted in the census, 4.4 million who filled out the form, with the remaining 600,000 counted using information from people's passports, taxes, birth certificates and ACC. Stats Chief Executive Mark Snowden says that information can be better.
Over time, as the quality of this administrative data improves, we will look to use forms far less and the administrative data far more. Because actually in a number of cases, particularly things like tax data, the administrative data is actually a lot higher quality than the data we get from forms.
Joining me to discuss this is population expert and former chief statistician Len Cook. Kia ora, what are your thoughts on this potential move towards using more admin-style data rather than the census?
I think what it recognises is that there's quite a divergence of opinion in the statistical community about how you in fact monitor populations and what we actually need population statistics for. And I think what Stats have done is highlight that there's a real need right now to have quite an intense discussion on what we need statistics for and how we're going to produce them. And I think the focus is not only on how we balance a normal census with administrative records, but also are we really sure on what we use information for? You know, we've got $200 billion worth of infrastructure investment coming up in the next 20 years. Do we really know where we're going to place it? We've got housing issues, environment. And the other thing I think which is tremendously important for us to realise is that the things we used to use to measure our population that were fine 30 years ago are really being challenged by both the massive increase in population from immigration, the ageing population, which is changing the age structure of the population in just about everywhere in New Zealand in a way we've never seen before. And thirdly, of course, the growth of different ethnic communities means that we can no longer simply summarise what's going on in New Zealand by looking at the European population. So they're the sort of issues that you would expect, and I hope the government statistician is triggering, a really fierce rethink by the people that use population statistics to make sure that they are really clear on what they need the information for.
Does this come from the very poor turnout that Aotearoa had in the 2018 census? Is this sort of a knock-on effect that is changing the way that people need to think about census and data?
Well, 2018 was certainly a real problem, and it was really a sort of a self-inflicted goal, own goal. The population is changing, but of course other countries in Australia, Canada and Britain that we compare ourselves with, the response rates to their 2021 census were not, in those countries, were not much different than their historical experience. So I suppose if you think that there's something rather odd going on in New Zealand compared to the rest of the world, we are of course seeing a general decline in willingness to fill in response survey forms generally. But I think some of that just means, do we have to rethink our ways of getting to people? You know, do we need a more personal approach? Do we need to have shorter surveys? And as the government statistician is pointing out, there will be some things we can get with administrative data that we can get, but there's a lot of things like family structure, how you connect different information together about housing, how you create ethnic groups. These things are really generally only found so far in the census, not in administrative records of the Crown.
Ka pai. Thank you very much for joining me on the show. That is a population expert and former chief statistician, Len Cook.